Now, Ryan, thanks for joining us on what I have to imagine is a very busy morning for you, or is a lot of your work for the tournament behind you at this point?
Well, you know, we've been planning for, first of all, good morning. Good morning, and thanks for having me on. But, you know, years of planning are all now come to fruition with the first day of the PGA Championship here at Oak Hill Country Club. So thousands of people have put in countless hours over several years, and here it is. Fortunately, the sun is shining. It's a beautiful day here at Oak Hill. We have the best players in the world. Thousands of golf fans are coming in the gates as we speak, and we're looking forward to a great week.
Well, tell us about what goes into planning an event like this. When did this actually start, the planning?
Well, really, it goes back almost 10 years ago with the as soon as the last PGA Championship held at Oak Hill was concluded in 2003, the planning for the next one began, believe it or not. From that point going forward, this championship has been on the radar screen of the entire community. There's certainly been changes that take place well in advance to either the golf course or the infrastructure here at Oak Hill that you have to account for years in advance in order for them to be executed properly. So the planning has definitely been ongoing for years, and now that as we get closer, it just continues to escalate until we finally open the gates, which we did this morning, which is really an exciting time.
Yeah, the whole community is very excited, and we're happy to welcome people from all over the country and all over the world. According to ticket sales, tell us how far and wide are people traveling to get here to Rochester this week?
Well, we actually had ticket sales from all 50 states and 46 different countries, believe it or not. Then on the volunteer side, we had almost 3,800 volunteers who were coming from 38 different states and 7 different countries. So truly, you have the eyes of the golfing world centered right here at Oak Hill Country Club in Rochester, the town of Pittsford, the county of Monroe, and in New York State for this entire week. So it's a very exciting time. Very international group of folks will be here this week, and I think they'll be having a good time.
Do you think interest in golf has expanded even since 10 years ago when we hosted the last PGA Championship in 2003?
Absolutely. No, golf has become a very international sport. In fact, our championship field of contestants, I believe last year we had over 70 players that were from outside the United States competing in the championship. So I think that type of international interest is good. It's exciting. It's you know, when we say these are the best players in the world, they are the best players in the world. And with that comes, I think, a tremendous opportunity for the region because you have this international media attention for the community, which is nothing but a good thing. Monroe County and the city of Rochester and the town of Pittsford and the state of New York has a great story to tell, and a golf audience around the world is going to experience it this week. So, again, it's a very exciting time.
Ryan, how would you describe the level of security at Oak Hill this week? And were there any changes or enhancements made due to the bombing that we saw back in April at the Boston Marathon?
Well, I'm not going to really talk about specifics with regards to security, but certainly we have been working very closely with the Monroe County Sheriff's Office and New York State Police and all other federal, local, and state agencies involved in law enforcement for a very long time, nearly 2 years now. And they are the professionals in that business, and they really have the lead in helping us develop the plans and executing those plans. And they do this every single day in their community. So we feel good about all the plans that are in place and are looking forward to a great week.
All right. Would you care to tell us who you think is going to win the tournament, or don't you want to go there?
Well, it's so hard to choose. You know, we have the strongest field in golf. We have 99 of the top 100 players in the world competing here at Oak Hill, any of which there's 156 players total, and any of which are capable of winning a major championship. You know, you look at just this year alone, with the majors leading up to this one, with Adam Scott and Justin Rose, winning major championships. It's so difficult to predict, but I know that's what makes it fun to watch. So we're all just going to have to wait and see, and come Sunday, somebody's going to lift the Wanamaker Trophy, and we're going to add another page in the history books here on the game of golf.
Yes, we'll all look forward to that. Ryan Cannon, the director of the 95th PGA Championship at Oak Hill Country Club, thank you, and we will be out there and we'll be watching, Ryan. Good luck.
Fantastic, Beth. Thank you. Take care.